Ireland obviously has a very significant marine territory, actually the second largest in Europe. And we have so many commercial and non-commercial benefits that we get from that, including counties like Donegal, which have such a spectacular coastline, so many coastal communities that look to the sea for their livelihoods and for their cultural identity, for their environment. And really what the Marine Spatial Plan is about doing is about organising the developments and activities that take place in our seas over a long-term horizon out as far as 2040.
So it's how we can use the sea, benefit from the sea, but preserve it and what lives within it, and maybe even return it to where it was given the damage that we've been doing.
Exactly. I mean, like any forward planning, whether it's on land or in the sea, it's about balancing the three pillars of environment, economy and society. So it will be about protection in certain instances. It will be about enabling development or activity in other instances. And it's about preserving our kind of cultural and societal identity that we derive so much from the from our marine territory.
It's kind of interesting that the meeting's being held so far away from the sea, but I suppose Letterkenny's quite central.
It is quite central. This is a first opportunity, I guess, for the people of Donegal to get an opportunity to meet with the Marine Spatial Planning team, to hear directly how the process will progress and how they can have their views heard. It won't be the last time. It won't be the final opportunity for people to hear about this. We will be coming back. But we're really trying to engage with people at a very, very early stage, because it's quite a new concept. People know what on land planning is, but marine spatial planning is quite new. So that's why we're keen to get out there, just to really, we're not looking for people to have fully formed views tomorrow.
Yeah.
We just want to explain things, to tell them when we're going to be back, and to give them an opportunity to get organized themselves and to start thinking about what are the things that they think are important for a marine spatial plan. What do they want the plan to look like, and how do they want it to serve their interests?
A lot of the obvious ones which will come out, and I wonder, will this plan be able to address concerns, the likes of oyster farms, the planning process there, fish farms as well, also creates issues. I know that's only sort of a narrow part of what you're looking at, but those are some of the more obvious things that would spring to mind. Do you expect to get representations on those matters and more?
Hopefully, yeah, you're absolutely right. Aquaculture, sea fisheries, renewable energy, recreational uses of the sea, the need to protect our marine environment. All of those are considerations that a proper, comprehensive marine spatial plan will need to consider and address over that 2025 year horizon. So,
would it cover things like, pardon if this sounds silly, but things like, I don't know, jet ski use or horses on beaches, dogs on beaches? That, does it form part of that, or is that a different area altogether?
The dogs on beaches, you know, activities on beaches will be covered by the terrestrial planning system, mm-hmm. rather than the marine planning system. But, okay. You know, those sorts of recreational uses that you mentioned, jet skis, sailing, those other interests, those are all issues to be addressed in a marine spatial plan. So we want people from all sectors, but also people who aren't necessarily aligned with any sector, people who live in coastal communities and just have an interest in the sea, people who might walk on the beach every day. Those sorts of people who still have an important voice to be heard, but may not be organised into a particular sector.
Okay, so it's a conversation, is it, or presentation? I mean, we're not at consultation stage, are we?
We're not at formal consultation stage. The formal consultation stage will kick off in September, when we will publish a baseline report, which will be a kind of a snapshot of all the things that are happening in the sea, and give people an opportunity to give their views on that. But really, tomorrow is the start of a conversation. We will have a short presentation, and then we will open it to questions, comments, that sort of thing. But as I said, we're not looking for people to have fully formed views on marine spatial planning at that stage. It's just to kick things off and
spark
give
the
people
conversation.
An opportunity to... Exactly.
Okay, it's in the Letterkenny Public Services Centre. That's the place with the grass roof in Letterkenny. It's at 6 p.m. on Wednesday, tomorrow, that is July the 18th. Philip, thanks for taking the call.
Thanks, Greg.